Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is time for Creation Club with Pastor Wirth. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning.
How are we doing? How are you this morning?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Great. What do you have for us in Creation Club? I hear you have some good news.
Well, first of all, someone from Answers in Genesis, Dr. Tommy Mitchell, is going to be in Missouri October 26th and 27th. That's a Sunday, October 26th, and Monday, October 27th. He'll be speaking at First Baptist Church of Villa Ridge, Missouri, which is 51 Highway M, Villa Ridge, Missouri, 63089. It's southwest of St. Louis on Interstate 44, near where Interstate 44 and Highway 50 intersect, out near Union, Missouri. Mm-hmm. That maybe gives people a little idea. And some of it will be during the Sunday morning worship service at First Baptist. Dr. Mitchell will be talking about a number of topics. One is Genesis and the authority of Scripture. Genesis and the authority of Scripture, we already mentioned that one. Why can't a day mean a day? So day in Genesis chapter 1, it really is a 24-hour day, and he argues for that, of course. Noah's Ark and the global flood. And then on Monday, he'll be speaking about, were there dinosaurs on Noah's Ark? And then something addressed especially to young people from grade 7 through grade 12, are you intimidated? So helping them understand how to face intimidation when people don't believe the Bible and don't believe the creation account of Genesis, and how you can stand up and be bold in your witness and do it yet with respect and gentleness as a good Christian witness. So are you intimidated? And then dinosaurs and the gospel. And then one more topic that evening is worshiping the Creator God. So a lot of interesting topics that Dr. Tommy Mitchell from Answers in Genesis will be talking about at First Baptist Church in Villa Ridge, Missouri. For more information, you can call 636-742-3662. Again, that number is 636-742-3662 to learn more about Dr. Tommy Mitchell speaking at First Baptist Church of Villa Ridge, Missouri.
That is a marathon of presentations, 8:30 on Sunday through 7:40 that evening, and then again all day on Monday, 9 a.m. to 7:40. And the neat thing is the first two in the morning on Monday morning are for kids primarily.
Absolutely.
The 9 a.m. one, were there dinosaurs on Noah's Ark, is for grades kindergarten through sixth grade. And then I like how you pointed out the middle school and high school, are you intimidated section there as well. Both great opportunities, especially if you're homeschooling or want to take a field trip with the kids from school. Those are good opportunities.
Absolutely. And for those who are listening who are nowhere near that town of Villa Ridge and have no opportunity to go there, you can find information about Dr. Tommy Mitchell and other speakers from Answers in Genesis when you go to the Answers in Genesis website. That's answersingenesis.org. And if you'd like to have one of those speakers come into your community, there's a way to arrange for that, too, and you can find that all at their website. And speaking of their website, they also have a great magazine, and there's links to the new magazine. And if you don't already subscribe to it, there's information on the website of answersingenesis.org how you can subscribe to the magazine. The newest issue is the October through December 2014 issue, and the cover article is called A Creationist's Best Friend, and you see this huge picture of a dinosaur, a very threatening dinosaur with sharp teeth. It's an Allosaurus, and the article, that lead article, is written to help people understand, you know, sometimes we're threatened by dinosaurs. People who are Bible-believing Christians think that dinosaurs somehow are a threat to our Christian faith, and if you believe in dinosaurs, then maybe you're not going to believe the Bible anymore. Nothing could be further from the truth, you know, and when you understand that, yes, there once were these creatures that God had created during that first week of creation. He created dinosaurs as well as every other kind of living thing, and many of them perished in the great flood of Noah's day and were buried rapidly by sediment during the global flood of Noah's day, and their remains are found today and point to the truth of the Bible, both in terms of God as creator and also what took place during the great flood of Noah's day. And the Creation Museum is privileged to have a very well-preserved, mostly complete skeleton fossil skeleton of a Allosaurus that they have nicknamed Ebenezer. And if you visit the Creation Museum, it is now on display there. Very impressive. And, of course, they interpret the fossil and the skeleton and so forth from a biblical point of view. You know, they're young Earth creationists believing in the reality of the global flood of Noah's day, and their explanations that you'll find at the museum fit right in with what the Bible says. And so Christians can realize you don't need to be afraid of dinosaurs and fossils, because this really points to the truth of the Bible, the truth of creation. It does not prove evolution at all. And this drives the evolutionists crazy, you know, that you've got this state-of-the-art museum, the Creation Museum in Petersburg, Kentucky, that millions of people go to see every year, and that it's, among other things, it has this excellent, excellent display of an Allosaurus dinosaur, the fossil that was uncovered and in you know, very good condition, mostly complete there and displayed as it may well have been in that posture. And so instead of being something that you would find in, say, the natural history museums that preach and teach an evolutionary worldview, here it is in the Creation Museum, and they interpret this fossil and others from a biblical point of view, believing the Bible is true, believing in a six-day creation, a relatively young universe, believing in Jesus Christ, and tying in dinosaurs with the gospel, helping people understand what the connection is and why you don't need to be afraid of science, true science, real science, observational science. You don't need to be afraid of archaeology or paleontology. You don't need to be afraid of fossils or dinosaurs. And rightly understood, rightly studied in the light of God's Word, the Bible, you know, you say, well, what this evidence, this fossil evidence, fits right in with what we read in the Bible. There's not a contradiction between the Bible and dinosaurs, the Bible and fossils at all. So that's a very good article. I recommend that people see that and check it out. And if you get a chance to go to the Creation Museum, check out that that fossil skeleton of Ebenezer. Ebenezer meaning stone of help. So it's kind of interesting that this fossil is something that can help to teach people the truth about creation, the truth about the flood, the truth about the Bible, and lead people to the ultimate truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, telling about him who is the way, the truth, and the life. Other articles in this same issue of Answers magazine are very interesting, too. There's one that has people who, like you and like me, are interested in talking to people about evidences for creation. Kind of a reminder there that you need to be sure that you have up-to-date information, because once in a while, people who read a book or saw a video, you know, 20 or 30 years ago mm-hmm. about creation may have information that isn't the most up-to-date. And so they're recommending that people do bear witness to their faith, do bear witness to their faith in the Bible story of creation, but also make sure that their information is up-to-date. And, of course, Answers in Genesis and other similar Bible-believing creationist organizations have lots of resources to help a person have the latest information and realize what are good arguments in favor of creation and the biblical account of creation and the flood and so forth, and what arguments really should not be used by Christians because they're not accurate or right. not true or not the latest information that has been discovered scientifically. And, you know, the Bible doesn't grow old, but the scientific evidence, even things that people, ideas that people would have for or against creation, those things come and go. And so you'd want to be sure you have the latest information. And that article kind of helps a person go through a step-by-step process to say, you know, is my argument based on the Bible, about the truth of the Bible, or on a scientific model that may now be outdated? How old is the information? Is it recent? And they can talk about if it's 10 or 15 years old, you might want to get more recent information to be up to date on what is out there in the scientific community. Do I understand this point, or am I? And do I understand the opposing point of view, or am I, you know, going to be speaking in a way that I really don't understand what I'm talking about and therefore not give a credible witness to those who have questions about this? And how much study must I do before I'm prepared? And their point is, well, no, you don't have to wait until you have all the answers to every question, but we should always be willing to say, I don't know the answer. Let me look into that, and I'll get back to you. And, you know, that's good advice for pastors, for Christian school teachers, as well as Christians generally. You don't have to pretend to know what you don't know. And you also don't have to be afraid when somebody asks you a question that's too hard for you. You can say, you know, I really don't know that. That's a good question. I'll see if I can find an answer to that and get back to you and talk to you about that. So you keep the conversation going, and you don't make up stuff on the fly when you really don't know the answer. It's better to just admit up front, I don't know that, but I'll check into it. I'm sure there is an answer, and people who know the Bible better than I do, and people who know science better than I do, have written about that, I'm sure, and we'll check into it and get back to you and see if we can help you also get those answers to the questions that you would have.
You're right. It is so important for us to be knowledgeable of this, to be knowledgeable of creation matters when we're talking with others, and not just simply conceding because we don't know. You know, it's so easy to say, well, I don't know, so I guess you're right, but it's okay to say, I don't know, but let me get back to you, right?
Absolutely. And we don't need to be intimidated. Because, mm-hmm. Just because somebody's wearing a white coat, a scientist or something, doesn't mean that he's automatically right on everything, particularly if he's questioning God's word, the Bible. You know, no scientist, no doctor, no professor is smarter than God. So you can say, I'm not God. I don't have to pretend to be God. But I know that the God who created the universe, the God who inspired the holy writers to put down what's in the Bible, including those opening chapters of Genesis that tell us about creation, you know, God knows everything, and he can do everything, and the answers are there. And if I don't know them all, that's okay. I don't have to. I'll check into it and make use of good resources like this and avail yourself of opportunities. When there's a workshop in your area, like the one that we talked about at the opening of the segment, and there's some others coming up, I'm going to be speaking on creation versus evolution at the Lutheran Older Adult Retreat at Pere Marquette next week. I'm looking forward to that. I have two sessions, one that talks about that evolution isn't scientific, and then also it's also not biblical. So we have a section where we're focusing on the scientific aspect of the creation versus evolution debate, and one that focuses more on interpreting the biblical text and understanding the biblical text correctly. And so I'm looking forward to that, and I know a number of people who will be attending that hopefully will enjoy talking about these things too. And then also in November at the Missouri District Professional Church Workers Conference, mm-hmm. I'll be doing a short segment on kind of a introduction to the creation versus evolution debate for anybody who may not be real familiar with that, and giving them just kind of an introduction to the kinds of things that we talk about here every Friday.
Very good. And I will see you at that event.
Oh, wonderful.
Looking
forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. They have a lot of great speakers lined up, including you. And so I'm going to make plans to be there at that event this year. So looking forward to spending time there and getting to talk about great topics and learn so much, too, with our church workers. I'm so glad that the Missouri District is doing that for our pastors and educators and all our church workers. Pastor Wirth, always good to talk to you. Good to hear your voice live again this week, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay.
God's blessings.
God bless you.
Bye now. Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer right here on listener-supported worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.